Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges, and it's Thursday, so we take the topic we've been looking at all week, we try to apply it to our lives and find a way to live it out this week. We've been talking about rest, why we need rest, and where we can find rest. Our efforts to find rest very often fail. We try to find structural ways to do that, but our procrastination very quickly gets to us. We find that we haven't done what we needed to do, and we need to cut into our evening or our weekend or our vacation to get done what we promised we would do. These aren't just structural problems where we haven't scheduled ourselves well or where we haven't put our cell phone away. Those can be structural fixes to our inability to find rest, but there's actually a problem inside us that we need to deal with first. There's an inner problem. It's called our sin. It's our brokenness and our rebellion from God that means we aren't able to be who we were made to be. We aren't able to work in the way we were made to work. Even when we try to rest, we can find ourselves restless. It reminds me of a quote from a Christian from many, many, many years ago. He lived in the 4th century, and his name was Augustine, and he said this, "Our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you." And he was speaking to God. Our hearts are restless until they find their rest in God. No matter how many structural ways we try to protect our time for our family or ourselves, our hearts can remain restless until they find their rest in God. It's hard work to be separated from God. God said it would be. When we separated ourselves from God in sin, He said that from then on our lives would be marked by toil and labor. Even finding food for ourselves would be hard work. Even having children would now be hard and painful work. God was telling us that our separation from Him was going to mean a very different approach to work. God's provision wouldn't be the same for us anymore because we had deliberately chosen to separate ourselves from it. We wanted to be God's ourselves, and so now we needed to do our work and all the work that God had been doing for and with us. That makes it sound like it's going to be impossible for us to ever have or find rest, to ever find rest in our restlessness. But the great news is that God didn't give up on us. Even though we'd pushed Him away, He wasn't going to push us away. And in time, He returned to this earth as Jesus Christ. And by doing the ultimate work for us of dying on the cross, He gave us our rest. We can find rest from our restlessness in Jesus Christ. He is our Sabbath rest. We can once again find our work fitting into His work of building the kingdom. We can participate in with Him in building the kingdom, whether that's through building a just society, or whether it's through building infrastructure for use in our society, or whether it's directly through Christian ministry. Whatever our work is, there are ways to connect it with God's kingdom, with building His kingdom alongside Him. He's inviting us to be part of His work now, once again. Not through our own power and gifts, but through the power and strength of Jesus Christ. We can find our work in Him once again, but we can also find our rest in Him once again. We can find deep satisfaction at the end of our work day or at the end of our week, because in Jesus Christ, we can see that it's not all about us. It's not about what we can do ourselves. It's about what Christ has done and what we can do in and through Him. That means the work is ultimately His responsibility. Building the kingdom is ultimately His. And we have a role to play. But at the end of the day, we can rest satisfied. We can find deep rest in knowing we have done our part. I love this quote from Hebrews in the Bible. "So then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from His works, as God did from His." It's in knowing God is God and we are not that we can find true rest, deep rest. Put another way, it's in knowing God through Jesus and His work that we can find rest from our work, both our temporal work here today that we have to do, but also the work of being separated from God, the restlessness. We can find rest in that restlessness. If you've never found that kind of rest before, then I'd encourage you to find specific ways to trust Him, to try trusting Him, to try handing something difficult and restless over to Jesus and asking Him to take care of it with you. That's our challenge for you today. I want you to make a list of the excuses and reasons you've used to avoid rest. And then pray about each one of those and turn them over to God. ask Jesus to do His work on those worries and concerns and excuses and reasons, so that you can actually find rest both today and for eternity. Well, that's our challenge. I hope you'll share it with somebody and discuss your lists of excuses together and find ways to support each other in turning those over to Jesus and overcoming the barrier that stands between you and God, between you and eternal rest. Hope you'll join us for one of our live courses as well. This September, we're going to have a Christianity 101 course starting live in Whitby. I hope you'll join us. You can find information on our website or in our mobile app, and you can register there for free. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow.